CRTV's afternoon edition presented by Manka'a. And be first, the main point. A ghastly road accident around the Great Support Market in Boya has left two people dead and others seriously injured, and reports say the driver was apparently drunk. Parents have been cautioned to seek medical advice before circumcising their male children to avoid health complications. The Ministry of Housing and Urban Development has begun rehabilitation works on some major access of the city of Yaoundé with holdups, especially at the Longkak roundabout. And in sports, one of Cameroon's oldest and most experienced athletes, Sarah Nanahamfu, will be taking part at the 2024 Olympic Games in Paris, France, and is aiming to mount the podium for the first time with a gold medal. Now, the news bulletin.
CRTV's afternoon bulletin with Gladys Tutter. Three people are feared dead in a landslide that occurred at the Logbesu neighborhood in Douala 5 subdivision of the littoral region. The unfortunate incident occurred this Wednesday morning. According to eyewitnesses, five individuals were digging the foundation beside a two-story building when the ground beneath the house collapsed and buried all five under the debris. Rescue teams have so far pulled out two survivors while search for the others continues. The Secretary General at the Littoral Governor's Office, Abubakar Aman Chwito, is on the site of the incident. And two people are reported dead and five others injured after an accident occurred this Wednesday morning at the OIC market in Boya Southwest region. Eyewitness accounts say the accident occurred when a car lost control and hit several traders around the OIC market. Reports say the driver was apparently drunk. The police has begun investigating the real cause of the accident. Meanwhile, the persons are receiving treatment at the Boya Regional Hospital. Parents have been cautioned to take their sons for medical consultation, if possible, carry out medical checkup to diagnose any ailment or abnormality before requesting expertise of those who cut off the foreskin that covers the glands of the penis. Specialists add that there is a need for families to abide to the growing surgical trends concerning archaic practice of circumcision in order to avoid any further complications. On the other hand, jurists add that although circumcision is a practice on males, carrying it out on female genital parts, that is FMG, on women is a crime forbidden by law. A scheme to select 10 digital agricultural solution projects to sponsor, follow up and implement their solutions in the agro-pastoral sector in Cameroon has been launched in Yaoundé today. Launched by the Minister of Post and Telecommunications, Minette Libom Lilikeng, it is known as the Agri-Tech Innovation Challenge, launched under the Project for the Acceleration of Digital Transformation of Cameroon, PATNOC. The National Coordinator of PATNOC, Dr. Wilfred Fu, says teams will be deployed to various regions to mobilize young people to participate in the World Bank-sponsored project, where selected startups will benefit a 14 million grant each to implement their digital-based agro-pastoral solutions, which must be designed to improve productivity in Cameroon. A three-day workshop to train participants on the promotion of inclusion and employability of women and youth is taking place in Yaoundé. It is organized by the Minister of Employment and Vocational Training in partnership with the Minister of Agriculture and Rural Development and partners. Minister Issa Chiroma Bakari, who opened the seminar, called on participants to accompany Cameroon in this development drive. The Yaoundé 4 Council is fine-tuning its partnership with a non-governmental organization known as Humanis for the organization of community training programs. The agreement between the council and Humanis is expected to focus on four areas of community development for a period of 9 months. During this period, youth and the population of Yaoundé 4 will be trained on community development projects and awarded certificates after executing some earmarked projects. And this press release, on the 18th and 19th of July 2024, the Minister of Public Works, Emmanuel Ngannou Djoumessi, will be holding in an all-regional headquarters regional meetings to update data on the state of the road network and priority interventions on roads With a view to preparing the 2025 budget, these important consultations, which will be attended by representatives of the Ministry of Decentralization and Local Development and the Ministry of the Economy, Planning and Regional Development, are aimed at achieving effective work execution on the entire road network, with particular emphasis on consistency between the operations to be carried out in 2025, the needs identified, the priorities set, and the budget programming to ensure that major roads are trafficable in all seasons. To this end, the meetings primarily target presidents of regional councils and municipal magistrates who are delegated project owners for road maintenance projects. It should be noted that the reason for holding these meetings is, first of all, to highlight the impact of resources transferred by the Minister of Public Works to regional and local authorities on the road network development. They also aim at achieving the objectives of the National Development Strategy 2020-2030 as regards permanent maintenance of the entire road network, disseminating the Sustainable Earth Road Maintenance Strategy and proposing corrective actions to be taken in the implementation of the decentralization process as regards road maintenance. By and large, the consultations are geared towards updating data on the state of the national road network in the first half of 2024 and gathering the needs for road network interventions ahead of the 2025 budget preparations. For the current financial year, the Minister of Public Works has made available to regional and local authorities a budget of 30.6 billion CFA francs for the execution of road maintenance. Signed, Emmanuel Ngannou Jumesi. And we take you out of Cameroon, where Kenyan veteran journalist Makaria Gaitho has been freed after he was mistakenly arrested by the elements of the Kenyan police. According to the police, the arrest was a case of mistaken identity as they were searching for another man, Francis Gaito, who they accused of discrediting a serial killer investigation. However, Gaito disputed the police account, saying there are clear differences between him and the other man. The incident triggered a furious response online from Kenyan citizens. Gaito believes the attempted abduction was related to his critical journalism and says he has plans to sue the police for assault he has underwent. And in sports, amongst the six athletes to represent Cameroon in the 2024 Olympic Games to begin in less than 9 days, Sarah Nana Hamfu is the oldest and most experienced of the team. The 2010 African women's table tennis champion will be making her third Olympic appearance in Paris. The 38-year-old will be attempting to get to the podium in the global sports bonanza for the first time when she starts her campaign in the event. And that's the bulletin.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
CRT This Afternoon Edition.
We set the pace. CRTV's Afternoon Edition.
Connecting people.
Two people have been confirmed dead and a dozen others injured following a ghastly road accident that occurred early this morning in Boye around the Great Sopo Market. Some victims who are in critical conditions are receiving treatment at the emergency unit of the Boye Regional Hospital. Hombo Susie Monjoa with details from Boye.
The population of Boye are still in shock following the tragic road accident that occurred when a vehicle, allegedly on top speed from Moliko heading towards Clark's Quarters, knocked down some traders who had showed up early at the market. Two deaths recorded on the spot. A vegetable vendor whose body was badly mutilated and a tricycle rider who was there to deliver goods. The bodies have been taken to the morgue and the injured, five in critical state, are being attended to at the emergency unit of the Boye Regional Hospital. This is one of several accidents that has happened in a short period along this stretch. His Majesty Itina Monono, traditional ruler of Great Sopo.
This is the third major incident that's happening here. We must do something to make sure that we avoid this kind of incident.
Concerns have also been raised over the illegal occupation of roadsides, especially around markets and other strategic parts of towns like Boye and Limbe, which pose a serious threat to the population. Hombo Suzi Munchoa, CRTV News, Boye.
Maintenance works on some major road infrastructure projects in Yaoundé have been lauded by residents who rejoice. These will reduce road accidents and ease traffic usually congested in the capital city. The Batalongkak roundabout stretch of road where the rehabilitation works are presently being carried out is one amongst many of such projects supervised by the Ministry of Housing and Urban Development with the objective to guarantee a smooth and secure inter-urban movement. Call it Johnny.
This 10 a.m. Wednesday in Yaoundé, the Rumpurenlongkak province stretch of road has been blocked due to reconstruction work.
That's how you don't measure, darling. So I check before coming here because traffic is not easy. Rather than taking a taxi or a cab, you better check because you're still going to be the same thing.
Bujong Mao Komche. It was very difficult. We always make 1 hour, 2 hours for reaching here.
Road drainage systems have been cleaned already and potholes are being filled.
We're really going to improve the transport network, the town of Yaoundé, and it's going to reduce the number of potholes, thereby reducing the rate of accidents.
Though still struggling to end the road, it's also good so that vehicles should not get back easily.
Police officers have been stationed at the different road junctions to ease the movement of vehicles and persons. Sources from the forces of law and order in charge of circulation in the 10th Police District in Yaoundé say circulation has been deviated to Carrefour Union European, Matafen to Rompuyn DJSN, and the second from Carrefour Bastos, Nilong Bastos to Nouvelle Route Bastos. The rehabilitation of the Rompuyn to Batalongkak stretch of road is one out of many projects carried out under the supervision of the Ministry of Housing and Urban Development to guarantee and secure access roads in the capital city.
Colette Johnny, that report in the following excerpt of an interview selected by a reporter, the Minister of Housing and Urban Development, Celestine Kecha Cortez, after an inspection visit of some of the road maintenance work projects in Yaoundé, gives her appraisal.
It was very important to understand the situation of this important cooperation project that is going on skate park for Olympic Games in Paris, granted by the cooperation France-Cameroon. I'm happy to see that on the field, the addressing of potholes wished by the head of state to accelerate and facilitate the mobility of the population of Yaoundé is doing well. We have met with the Secretary General of Region, the turn on all these projects to address the sports hall in Yaoundé and address the urban mobility are doing well. Next week we'll be on the field to see what is going on with other companies mobilized to address this question of mobility and support the vision of the head of state.
The Minister of Housing and Urban Development, Celestine Kecha Cortez, talking to the CRTV. The Bulova 2 municipality in the South Region is accelerating preparations ahead of this year's World Habitat Day in October. The Mayor, Andre Thomas Bengon, says all the neighborhoods in the council area have hygiene committees put in place to ensure the council once again leaves the trophy as cleanest town in 2024. He was speaking during a council session to adopt the 2023 administrative and management accounts in the presence of the senior divisional officer for the Mvila, Richard Marcel Tamlikeng. Clarence Aze.
Major projects in preparation of this year's World Habitat Day coming up on October 3 to be hosted by the South Regional Chief Town. In addition to the construction of the ultramodern council building in Angale, the Nkolando Mbilik Mangmazam Road, the concrete road in the Amang neighborhood, several other projects are on the ground to embellish the municipality, aiming for another cleanest city title. According to Mayor Andre Thomas Bengon, hygiene and sanitation committees have been installed in the different neighborhoods and equipped with necessary tools to carry out cleanliness. He was speaking during an ordinary council session during which councillors examined and adopted the 2023 administrative management and stores accounts. It was revealed that the council ran on a budget of 2,579,817,169 francs. The deliberations unfolded in the presence of the SEO from Villa. Rishama said Tamlikeng has urged the municipal executive and councillors to make use of the extension of their mandate to complete all earmarked projects. Clarence Azzi reporting for CRTV News in Abulova.
Parents and guardians have been encouraged to take their children for medical consultation and disease screening before they are circumcised. The recommendation of medical experts has the aim to reduce various health hazards and complications that may arise from circumcision. Kelly Eben had a chat with a urologist and packaged his views in the following report.
Male circumcision is one of the oldest and common surgical practices, an ancient routine that is gradually evolving with the changing global trends, as Dr. Mama Vincent Paul, a urologist, explains.
Au départ, c'était un acte pratiqué par les Juifs.
Circumcision was and is still a practice currently carried out by the Jews, Muslims, and even Christians. And in some communities, it is performed as a ritual of initiation for men. It has evolved with the expertise of health professionals.
With the growing surgical trends, he cautions parents to run a series of lab tests before circumcising their male offspring, as these will prevent adverse effects.
Verify if the blood coagulation of the child is intact before circumcision. Watch out on children suffering from hemophilia. This category needs to be administered medication before, during, and after the circumcision.
Dr. Mama Vincent Paul adds that the risk of circumcision are lowered when the surgery is carried out by a well-trained health professional.
It is advisable to circumcise a child at 6 months or 4 years.
Circumcision peut s'infecter.
Health experts say, although the male child can be circumcised at any age, it is preferable for parents to circumcise them within the first week after birth in a hospital, while adding that delaying the procedure can make it riskier.
Kelly Eben, early infant male circumcision is a routine at all levels of the healthcare system in Cameroon, while among girls the act is considered female genital mutilation and a crime. In the following report, Patience Wingo, with the help of a jurist, looks at the perception of circumcision within the context of religious and traditional settings.
In Cameroon, though circumcision among males is a well-established practice, some communities still do not adhere to it because of their customs and traditions or religious beliefs. A jurist and director of the legal department of the Ministry of Women's Empowerment and the Family, Panje Roland, says the practice is perceived differently.
Under the religious point of view, Christians were recommended to circumcise male children to prepare them for the kingdom. But on the other side of Muslims, they leave the male child like that to live with all it takes of his natural body. Female genital mutilation was regarded as a profession, a culture, and the preparation of the young girl for marriage life. But today, science has proven that it's against the integrity and the physical presence of the woman.
He intimates that male circumcision is a normal practice, while female genital mutilation is considered a crime liable to sanctions given its health consequences.
Female genital mutilation is condemned by the law, even though some tribes and divisions do practice it. But the law supports male circumcision. It is optional to some religious groups to do it or not.
Circumcision, however, is not without complications, and the incidence appears related to the age of the person involved, where the procedure is done, technique used, and level of proficiency of the practitioners.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
You're listening to CRTV's afternoon edition on the national station. Young startups with digital agricultural solution projects have been encouraged to massively participate in the AgriTech Innovation Challenge launched in Yaoundé today. The call was made by the Minister of Posts and Telecommunications, Minedli Bomlili King, while launching the 40 million CFA francs World Bank sponsored project. Karen Kubong.
One of the aspects of the project for the acceleration of digital transformation of Cameroon, PATNUC, is to facilitate the implementation of digital solutions in the agricultural sector in the country. It is within this framework that the AgriTech Innovation Challenge has been launched to encourage young people with innovative solutions to effectively participate in the development of the agropastoral sector. Each project will benefit a 14 million CFA francs grant for implementation after pitching their proposals to a jury led by the National Coordinator of PartNUC, Dr. Winfred Mfu. While emphasizing the need to urgently adopt digital agropastoral solutions to improve productivity in Cameroon, Minister Minette Libom-Lili-Keng, in the presence of her counterparts of agriculture and rural development, livestock, fisheries and animal industries, as well as employment and vocational training, called on young Cameroonians with innovative solutions to access the AgriTech Innovation Challenge at www.aicpatnuc.com, all in lowercase, before the end of August to participate in the challenge.
Karine Kubong, the National Coordinator of the PartNUC, Dr. Winfred Mfu, now comes back on the importance of this project to the development of Cameroon's agro-pastoral sector.
Because the agro-pastoral sector is critical for the development of our country, we are trying to get those solutions that are important for developing smart agriculture, for using available data for quick decision-making within the sector, and for also enhancing the legal and institutional framework within the agro-pastoral sector. This challenge is to get solutions developed by Cameroonians that will help boost the productivity, and the funding that we are doing for that is the funding for adoption. So instead of the farmer paying for the solution, the project will pay for that solution. So it's about encouraging the development of solutions that are specific for our needs.
The National Coordinator of PartNUC, Dr. Winfred Mfu, talking to the CLTV. The expansion of universal health care is most likely to guarantee a better and longer lifespan for people suffering from renal failure in Cameroon, a PhD thesis session defended by Achul Sandrinba in the Faculty of Health Sciences of the University of Bamenda sheds light. Merci, Kusi.
Achul witnessed Sandrinba based her research on the mortality rate of patients undergoing hemodialysis in Cameroon before and after the implementation of universal health coverage that brought down their annual healthcare fee to 15,000 CFA francs.
The findings of this study are going to help the policymakers to see how to better expand this coverage to improve the outcomes of patients on maintenance hemodialysis.
The president of the jury who examines the validity of the work, professor of nephrology from the University of Yaoundé 1, Professor Kaze Francois, says it is a timely guide for the way forward for universal health coverage.
The extension of the universal health coverage, we can have the improvement in other side regarding the treatment of anemia by the erythropoietin.
More than 50 other students have also defended their thesis for the award of a degree of Doctor of Medicine from the University of Bamenda, a badge who, according to the Dean of Studies of the Faculty of Health Sciences, Professor Gloria Ashuntangtang, has been quite remarkable.
Well, last year, this batch was the first in the whole of Cameroon, so it's a special batch.
The defense ceremony also marked the opening of the new structure to host Yuba's School of Medicine. Mercy Kosi, CRTV News, Bamenda.
As the holiday season unfolds, young plastic arts lovers in the capital city are displaying their savoir-faire at the National Museum Yaoundé. The activity organized by the Ministry of Arts and Culture, which is in its third edition, and aims at training children between 3 to 16 years on developing their artistic skills. Leslie Manu visited the training center in Yaoundé and brought back the following report.
Some young inhabitants of Yaoundé are using the holiday period to improve their skills in plastic arts. They make use of plastic materials to craft decorative objects, paintings, and household tools. The 3-month-long exercise at the National Museum in Yaoundé is an initiative of the Ministry of Arts and Culture, has as aim to develop the creative potential of these children between 3 to 16 years old.
Talking about plastic art is talking about drawing, painting, ceramic and sculpture. And when we start by drawing, before drawing we start by graphism. And it's the opportunity for us to notice that Graphism is the mother of writing.
Some of the young trainees are excited about learning new crafts in a fun environment.
I came here because I wanted to start drawing and to have more practice, not staying at home. I want to go very far with drawing.
I came here to have more experience in drawing. I've learned how to draw object faces.
The activity is here to boost drawing skills of young people in Yaoundé and for them to be more creative. The activity is here to boost the drawing skills of young people in Yaoundé and for them to be more creative.
Leslie Manny reporting. The African Community Credit CCA Bank has officially signed a partnership agreement with the University of Ngaoundéré to promote quality education based on the concept known as University Enterprise. The partnership represents a long-term commitment for the banking institution to assist the university in facilitating student employment by supporting their innovative projects. Sadu Yauba has details from CRTV Adamawa in Ngaoundéré.
Signing the convention transcends the limits of simple financial cooperation to sustain the university community in a tangible and robust form. Margaret Fonkweng Atanga is SSA Bank Chief Executive Officer.
We want to accelerate and carry different projects of the University of Ngaoundéré. They have to move forward to behave like enterprises and be able to create jobs.
CCA Bank wants to be a key actor in bringing change to the University of Ngaoundéré, where modern and stimulating learning conditions of students can't go unnoticed.
It's important to come and support those students that have innovative initiatives. So we want to take them together, work with them, analyze their projects, and see how we can accompany them to bring it at maturity.
The collection and payment of university fees made available through CCA Bank is part of existing collaboration, but it can go further to meet the university's expectations. Professor Mahmoudou Abdul Mumini, rector of the University of Ngaoundéré.
We can open some business at the university, and we can have a loan from CCA Bank. Our students will benefit from this opportunity.
After switching to a universal bank in 2018, CCA Bank becomes unbeatable champion in its category for several years, recording a balance sheet of more than 750 billion CFA francs with 60,000 customers registered in 50 agencies interconnected across the 10 regions of Cameroon. Sadu Yauba, CRTV News, Ngaoundéré.
And on to sports, the most experienced athlete to represent Cameroon in the 2024 Olympic Games to begin in less than 9 days in Paris is Sarah Nana Hamfu. Harrison Ashutiku has the profile of the African table tennis champion and the following report.
Bonjour, je suis Sarah Hamfu.
Born on the 8th of October 1986 in France, Sarah Nana Hamfu's romance with table tennis dates as far back as 2001 when she won bronze medal in the European Cadet Table Tennis Championship. In 2006, she was vice French champion in the doubles series alongside Zhang Yifang. 4 years later, she made her debut for Cameroon in the African Table Tennis Championship in Yaoundé. She was crowned African singles champion at the competition. Sarah Hamfu will go on to represent Cameroon in the 2012 Olympic Games in London, England. It was, however, a fruitless journey as she was knocked out in the preliminary round by her former teammate Zhang Yifang of France. Sarah bounced back on the podium in 2019 in the African Games in Morocco, winning a silver medal, a performance that inspired her going to the 2021 Olympic Games in Tokyo, Japan. However, she was unable to achieve any feat. The Cameroonian table tennis star has promised to drop her racket after the 2024 Olympic Games that begins in less than 9 days in Paris, France.
CRTV's afternoon edition was a presentation of Manka'a. And we're here now with a summary of the news in the French language with Malice Natasha Mbang.
Mesdames, Messieurs, bon après-midi.
Un accident de la route survenu tôt ce mercredi au marché de Great Sopo à Boya fait 2 morts et 10 de blessés. Les victimes qui se trouvent dans un état critique sont prises en charge aux urgences de l'hôpital régional de Boya et les corps sont gardés à la morgue du même hôpital. Le concours AgriTech Innovation Challenge a été lancé ce mercredi à Yaoundé. Il est question de primer 10 meilleurs projets innovants pour booster le secteur agricole au Cameroun. C'est un concept organisé par le projet d'accélération de la transformation numérique au Cameroun. La cérémonie de lancement était présidée par le ministre des Postes et Télécommunications, Minette Libom-Liken. Réhabilitation du tronçon routier Bata-Carrefour-Lonkak. Les travaux ont débuté hier. Une initiative du ministère de l'Habitat et du Développement urbain qui a pour objectif d'améliorer la mobilité des populations de Yaoundé. Selon la ministre Célestine Kecha-Courtès, cette réhabilitation va se poursuivre sur toutes les voies endommagées de la ville. La circoncision, pratique chirurgicale qui consiste à retirer le prépuce du gland, est un acte à la fois religieux et culturel. Il symbolise d'un côté l'alliance entre Dieu et l'homme et de l'autre côté, c'est une réponse à la valorisation des us et coutumes propres aux communautés. De l'avis des médecins, la circoncision n'est pas un geste banal. Mal fait, le patient peut être exposé à plusieurs complications urologie, d'où la nécessité d'un encadrement technique au moment de l'opération et une consultation au préalable par un personnel soignant. Selon l'OMS, la circoncision permet de limiter les risques de contagion au VIH. Et puis en sport, Jeux Olympiques Paris 2024, le Cameroun est aligné au tennis de table. Représenté par l'athlète Sarah Anfounana, la lionne indomptable du tennis voudrait pour ces derniers Jeux Olympiques sortir par la grande porte en remportant une médaille. Sarah Anfou se présente comme une chance pour le Cameroun de monter les marches du podium. Fin du condensé du 3PM. Merci d'avoir écouté. Nos programmes se poursuivent.